You got the perfect word. Perak mini halacha chet. Look, the Heilige Halacha, Mish yesh bo chamishim zuz. V'hun ha'sem ha'sem v'hem. Harei ze lo yitol. We said that somebody who has matayim zuz cannot take from tzedakah, from the various funds. But if he has 199, he can. However, if he has 50 that he's using as investment, and he's doing business with 50, then he cannot take even if all he has is 50. Amazing how often. Anybody who claims to need to take even though doesn't really need will not die from old age until he actually does need. Somebody who needs to be nice help but isn't, so he manages to get along somehow by putting himself out much more than normally one would put oneself out. He doesn't die of old age until he has become rich enough to support others from his money. Baruch HaGever HaShivtach BaHashem V'Haya HaShem Yiftacho. And there's a little bit of a mix up in the Yerushalayim over here. The Gemara changes this around. But what we have over here is called Dayan Shadan Dinei Met La'Amito. His King Dayan Shadan Dinei La'Amito is also the same. But if he's done Emet La'Amito and he's not afraid of anybody, he's included in Baruch HaGever HaShivtach BaHashem. Continues now the Mishnah back on the other segment. Somebody who is not blind, lame, blind, or uses the loss of his hand, makes himself the way that he is. He will turn out to be like that before he dies. One who searches out ra'a, it will come on him.
Person shouldn't bark
him when we're handicapped to the spot. Right. Now, this is a strange part of it. Tzedek Tirdov seems to be going back on the part about the Dayan, the Dayan Emet, Mahito again. So it seems clear that there's something confusing over here. That's where the Gra takes out part of the Dayan, puts it into the end of the Mishnah, and ends with the Baruch HaGever HaShivtach with the Tzedek Tirdof in order to be Messiah the Masechta on a good note instead of the way we have it, which is HaShochad Yadarim HaChamim. The Chol Dayan Shalokeach Shochad in Matet Adin, any Dayan that takes money is Matet Adin based on money and Omeitman HaZigzah Ashi Enach Ehot, doesn't die from old age and actually is blinded. Says the Gemara, the incredible implication of our Mishnah is that $50 invested is worth more than $200 that are not invested. $199 anyway. I'm a Sameach Enoch. Because if you have $200, $199 you could still be nice. But if you're using $50 alone, and that's all that you have, but you're using it as an investment, you can't be nice. So in other words, the money coming in based on 50 is worth more than that $200 lying in a bank.
Well,
I mean,
to force them to invest it,
and
say you
got to
invest.
People have to keep him in investing, but that would have a fight against him. How are you going to lose his money?
He dig himself off of wealth he can't get in order to live. Even so, if he did nothing, he would be able to have more.
Why do you get that?
Because you're telling him, if you have 200, don't take 50 and invest it and try to better yourself and get out, because if you take 50, and if you start investing, then you no longer can get your daily livelihood.
But you use 50 that you already have.
You've got 199.
You're not feeling
so investing. Six. So we are justifying.
If that's what you want to do.
So we're justifying welfare.
That's true. Obviously we're justifying welfare. Otherwise we could just say, why should anybody take from tzedakah? Work hard.
I can still see this part where if you have 200, you get less than 200. But if you have more than 50,
if you have tzedakah, justified welfare.
So why
should he
dig himself out of it and not be allowed to get the help to get out of it when he's really working at it? He doesn't have
the
resources.
He doesn't need the help. He doesn't need the help. Somebody who wants to live on his own does a good job of it. Someone who doesn't. He doesn't need he wants to be like someone that's a doctor, but that's exactly what this is, what the mission is talking about.
So he doesn't have to.
One guy is Borak Adepa, and the other guy is Neva. He's a Neva.
I just would see some sort of help on the way if he's trying. You know, you still have that minimal or something. I don't know.
Maybe it's an easy thing to do. If you have a little less than 200, you have almost 200, but that's to spendable. But if you're willing to already give away, as it were, 50 of that, and you don't have spendable, so that indicates that...
Okay, but it doesn't change the implications that much about 29.
Yes.
If one might say you're in a tough position because you got money invested.
You don't have it on hand, so really...
But it's bringing in money.
Well,
who?
The future.
And
what do you do
today? No. Man, that's not worse than not having to sell your house and so on. It means that the money is coming in, obviously. So long-term investment, you don't have any money. We have a guy who can sell your investment, and we have a guy who can sell your home.
Already
no. It means that it's in constant service and bringing in money. I mean, that's only got to starve. That's for sure.
So
if you're not bringing in money, there's nothing to discuss.
You're
going to sell it out.
If it's not bringing in money, you still get.
Yeah.
Okay, that's how I didn't see that.
I'm a Sameet Eno. I'm a Kapea Kishoko. I'm a Tzbe at Kreso. Heon Yisamen Olam Ashehed Lokin. Somebody who makes his eye blind, so to speak, just puts a patch over his eye, looks like a blind man. He puts a pillow in his stomach to make it look like he's got some kind of wasting disease and his stomach is all swollen. Or he ties up his leg so he looks like he's missing a leg. Yeah, he do that. Doesn't die until he actually happens. Shmuel, Arak min Avoy. Shmuel was a little boy, he ran away from home. And he hid out so his dad wouldn't find him. He hid out, Ozal, the Kamei Ben Shrein, Tzrifa, the Miskinim. So he hid out in the slum area of town between two shacks in which there were poor people. And he was just sitting there so that his father couldn't find him. But meanwhile, he hears the conversations that are going on in Harlem. So he hears out of one of these shacks, he hears the people saying, Shaman Kulan Amrin, Baharin Agantin, Ananakun Yumadein. Which one of our sets should we use today? The Agantin to the Hav, do we use the gold set or the Agantin to the Kas, but we use the silver set?
What, silver?
Yeah.
It's
totally so, I'm a Kamei Avoy. He went and told his dad, I'm not going to believe that the guy is fakers. On my life, you know what? We owe them a tremendous debt. Because that way, people don't give tzedakah. They don't give tzedakah because they know they're these kind of fakers. There wouldn't be any fakers if people wouldn't give any tzedakah. That'd be terrible. And if you punish for not giving tzedakah.
Is everybody into the subject?
Thank God we have these fakers. I mean, that's what saved us. Yom HaRav Yochum, Reish Lakish, is once a Meisen. Rav Yochum, Reish Lakish, Alon Ritzin, the Harim, and Dimutzin, the Tverina. They were going to... Hamitzvah, you have to take one of the immersion there. Father von Chadnitz came, and the poor man meets them on their way. Amarlon Zachumbi, be Zoka by giving tzedakah to me. They said, Michodrin, we're on our way back, and we have our clothes on properly, we'll give you some money. Michodrin, when they came back, they find that the guy dropped dead. He was feeling pretty bad about that. Amru, hoyo, below, zafinim, de betagav. Thing is, we missed our opportunity to help this man in his lifetime. Let's be Isaac and retire him and we'll bring him to Kura. At least that much we can do for him. So Nitapa, they made me to him. And it happened when they were taking him to retire his body. Ashton keeps denying to him, they find his wallet full of silver coins that he tied around his neck. Irish guy's going around collecting tzedakah. Amr, how did the Amr of Abu Rabbalazah, that's the Amr of Abu Rabbalazah said, Shri Kaman al-Hazik, Tehla al-Ramoy, and you have to be very grateful to these guys. to be ruling on my Ishran, it wouldn't be for the phonies. Among the Anim, I have thought of Ayat Tzedakah. Someone would ask for Tzedakah and Adam alone at Ain Law. He would refuse to give Tzedakah, Miyad Ne'enash. He would be punished on the spot. How can you not respond to somebody who wants Tzedakah? But now that you're constantly thinking, can't grab your phony anyway. So then you have to know. There's a tzad that allows you not to respond.
I get a sense that we'll have to go to be a little bit tongue-in-cheek. And there is a sense of saying God, you know, and it directly occurs to tell two neuromarines that we have a victim. Take it like, you know, like the
I don't understand why is it not being told that there are not only the poor people who talk less quiet. It seems to be the opposite. They would be less ready to give somebody.
They would be more quiet if they didn't. They would allow them not to be quiet.
We're saying that people will always find reasons not to give tzedakah, so it's good. Part of the reason is that there are results of Heshish for Amor. That even when really it's just a lack of care, but at least it's mitigated by the fact that...
Who if you gave somebody who's not indefinitely needed or whatever, they just... I mean, you'll have to, the person doesn't need it. So,
The
benefit, I mean...
I don't think he's saying that it's more divine than we have our mind. He's just saying that. I mean, one has to recognize that there's advantages in the situation as well.
And he's defined it also very clearly. My grandfather
would be
everybody. So I'm just like, why did you say that? It's like people just feel like, you know, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, stay comfortable. These people just a bit, one will get it. It's my deal. So I would be saying that it's not your problem. So it's like his visa. It's like a tough thing.
Where we live,
you know.
Abba Barba, and you're the Shmuel. The Lutin, is it the year for that? It should be? Yeah, the Lutin would mean the Minhag in Faria, would go to the Sami Faria. The Lutin would mean the building that was built above the hot springs, the Dima. I mean, they both make sense. Abba bar Abba, you have the Shmuel Bereh Kritin. Now Abba bar Abba was Shmuel's father. In the other Shmuel Bereh Kritin, he gave Shmuel, his son, coins to a public woman's canaya, that when he was a boy, he should go out and he should learn to give tzedakah. Not that the Ashkat had his skin, so the boy goes out, and he finds this poor man that he was told to give tzedakah to, Ochav Kufar B'Shasi Chomer. He's sitting there eating steak and drinking wine. I'm going to give this guy money. He goes back to his father, Obama Kuni Abui. This guy is living it up. And my lady's father said, Zayz Mir, Havla Yatir, you better give him more money. The Napshe Marati, obviously, he's in very sad shape if he's eating like that. I mean, it must be that he's feeling really low and he needs to find some comfort and good food and wine. He must need more money.
He
had enough money to deal with it. Mm. Okay. So he had to do it. 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 They would give Rav Chama, Rav Oshia's father, a dinner for tzedakah, but he would give it out to other aniyim that were embarrassed to take. Rav Zakaria, Chataneh, Rav Levi, Hayulakom, Meli Zinalav, Amr Lotzer, Yehru Nasas. Rav Zakaria, Rav Levi's son-in-law, everybody, while he was alive, everybody used to speak Lashon Hara about him. And he keeps taking tzedakah, he doesn't even need tzedakah. Kadomov, when he died, it turned out he was taking his tzedakah in order to give it to other people. So when he died, all of a sudden people came along with it. We don't have anybody to refine it. It turned out that he had been taking their money because they were embarrassed to let on that they needed tzedakah. So he put up with the talk about him. He didn't have any money to give out in order to be able to give them money. Kanina Prabhupada Vimatsi Mitsu Balaila. Kanina Prabhupada used to go around in the middle of the night and give out money so nobody would know. It wouldn't embarrass people. Sajman Pagat Rabun Ruhe. One time when the leaders of the Shaitan meets him. Yum, yum. Lokas Ulsan Rebbe. Didn't your teacher ever teach you Al Tasi Gurayefa? Don't go into your friend's area at night. This is us. Use dead meat, buddy. Oh, my life alone can see Matan Besetu Yechpe Af. Doesn't it say that giving tzedakah and Sefer will turn aside Af? Rahaya Mikasi Minator, Mystifaminator, the Arak Mikamari. He terrorized the shade disappeared. Omer of Yonah. Omer of Yonah Ashrei Notain Ledal. Notice it doesn't say Ashrei Notain Ledal. It says Ashrei Matil El Dal. What does it mean? It's a hard time. It's a hard time. It's a hard time. Somebody who uses his faith to figure out the best way to do the midst of the duck and not Sami gets the duck. He figures out a way in which he shouldn't be embarrassed and in which he either should know about it, all the different madregas of the duck. He said, how are you? You know what he said? Yaina, I can show you a Benson, him, she, I've been a person in good family. He lost his money. So he would go over to him, I almost love Benin. You know, my son, I heard from context that I have that your rich uncle died and left you $1 million. It's in probate, and it's here, and you're going to get it. So I'd like to lend you some money, and you get the money, you'll return it to me. Why don't you take it now? If you can have some cash, you'll pay me when it arrives. But for real, when they have enough to play, so when the guy would come back and say, you know, well, sorry, man, I never received that Yerusha, she would say, okay, fine, too much on the yellow, it's not important. It was once the guy had already taken it, much easier not to repay than to. Well, I'm going to give our other. Well, here our other says, it's having stopping to your main one. Mandia is Yovimon. There were the Canaan in my lifetime. If somebody had given tzedakah between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they would accept. In both the Canaan, anything after Yom Kippur, they refused to take. They wouldn't take. Amrum Dushasam Gabon. Whatever was Kavua in our din is already Kavua. What do I need to take your money? The Bishlever between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur figure, okay, we're still Tluyim Vayimdin, so we need money. But the din wasn't nice. But once already we got our plaque on Yom Kippur, it's not going to make any difference. What's different where it comes from? Why do I need it to come from you? So I refuse to take.
Maybe it's supposed to come from you.
I mean, I sent the helicopter.
Yeah, that's it.
Nechemia is Shishin. Torka be Yerushalmi Echad. Nechemia was the paper Shishin, a certain Yerushalmi Shishin. And tells him, normally, Zachemi, Haratan, and goes, listen, I'm really desperate. Give me some chicken. Amalei, hail to meat, and he doesn't have any kupa for you. In those days, chicken was much more expensive than meat. So he said, it's like that before, it's like that in Europe also.
Poultry is
more kosher? Poultry is more kosher. There's the meat you have to get rid of. If you're going to check meat at all, it's got to all be sold in the refrigeration. So in Ad Hayom, my shver will only eat on Shabbos holy, because it's kosher, meat isn't kosher. So he says to him, look here, say, hey, look to me. So you take the equivalent money, right? And go ahead with the deals of in Kupa and go buy yourself some meat. I mean, really, you have to go and be same with the people that they have to pay for kind of gold. He went ahead, talked to the meat, and he died from it. He was so concerned. Wasn't used to eating such garbage. Omar, Bo, this Abdullah Harugosh of Nechemia. So he said, well, let's get a hesped for the guy that I murdered. Malkin Mishkan, so the story of Malkin Mishkan, of course, everybody knows. And your mother's still on the big comic, was taking a large package to his father-in-law's house. Pogabe Mukashin had. So certain Mukashin comes over to him and says, Achemi. My mother is coming. I have so much stuff over here. Give me a little something to eat. I'm going to make a bar on my way back. I'll give you. comes back, he finds the guy dropped dead anymore. So the Omar, the Kablai, so he said, over his body, so the Naya, the Tamanuk, but Oya Runa, if he's Tamiyan. The eyes that saw you and didn't give you should go blind. Your dandel touched and the mason of the hands refused to spread themselves out to give you these cut, they should be cut off. Raglayan de la Ratan, make it like the legs that didn't run to bring you, his baroon should be broken. Umatik came, and this happened to him. So it looked like Abe Rabbi Akiva came to visit him. I'm like, Oily Shani Royal Kaka, they see you in such a matter. I'm like, Oily Shani Ain Royal Kaka, Kabbalah, that I don't see you like this. I'm like, Ma, I'm a Kabbalah, what did I do to you? I'm like, what's your problem? I'm going to buy it to your serene. What, you don't want to have your serene, but you want to have an easy life? Yeah, but Oshia Rabba, have it Rabbe the Bray, what's that, you know, right? Oshia Rabba had hired the Rebbe of his son with a blind man. Rabbi Yolev, awfully made a kugel. And Oshia, his minute was to go to the blind man's house, to eat by him, to be makabed him, by eating by him every day. Shuma Chad is not. One time happy like Orphi. So Rabbi Shir Rabba had guests in his house. So he wasn't able to get there in time to eat. So that evening, Solik was up there. He goes over to him. I'm like, Lo Yitas, Mariela, please, sir, don't be angry with me. To get out of the Orphi, I had guests. I didn't want to bring the guests over to your house, which I'm sure you would have wanted me to do, but I don't think they would have had the proper therapy to you. So they began cackling. That's why I didn't eat Yunadain by you. Well, my lady, the blind man, told him, you were just said words to be Messiah's me, to make me feel good. A man who can be seen by others but cannot see. The Kami, the Lomi Kami, the one who sees that cannot be seen, Ikabel Piyuska. He should be Makabel, your Piyuska. So it was a beautiful book. The current Akarit book. Oh, my lady, Nolaka, that was brilliant. Where did she get that from? Oh, my lady, Reb Loz Ben Yaakov. The mitzvah was that this famous book, Reb Loz Ben Yaakov, once gave. The Reb Loz Ben Yaakov, Kol Chatzaki Nahara, the basis of the Karta. There was once the Maisa where a certain blind man came into the city. And yesterday, Rebbe Lozzer Yaakov, Laramine. Rebbe Lozzer Yaakov goes in to visit him, and he sits beneath him on the table to show that he's more cautious than he is. Because of that, everybody that was present, this guy wasn't a godel. Nobody was, Rebbe Lozzer Yaakov would have sat on the top of the table the way he usually does. Because of them, Avdin made Parnassa. Zika, everybody gave him a lot of money. That must be a big Godel Patera, and maybe he's a Rebbe, who knows? And they started giving him a lot of money. Oh, my little Maum Hawking, the guy was amazed. What's going on? Why am I getting such a response? Oh, my lord, what do you mean? Rebbe Loz Ben Yaakov, Yosef Baraminok, the Tzolo Yalui, had a Tzolus. And they told him, Rebbe Loz Ben Yaakov, this sinning is beneath you. He said this to you, that I just said. He said, I'm talking about the chesed, about the Mishami, you just did chesed for one who is seen by others but cannot see. Dein the Kami, the Lord Mishami, he who sees but cannot be seen, ye kabel to you ska, ye gmoye te chesed, he should be makabel what you did, he should give you chesed. Beautiful story, similar to the Maitre and the Chagiga and the Baba. The Omer of Kama Barfanin and Rebosha, the Tala Beyond Kish to the Lord, once happened, Rama Bar Panina and Rav Oshia were walking through. We destroyed what they connected us in Lud. Rama Bar Panina and Rav Oshia, Kama Mamon Shikua Butaika. Rama Bar Panina, whose parents, grandparents, had put a lot of money, they were big dollars to buck, and they had built all of these beautiful shuls. So he says, look, the enormous amount of investment that they had made in this city. Talk about the money, talk about the souls that they buried with their idiotic contributions for shuls. There was nobody around that they could have supported to be learning. They would have done something with their money. Instead, they built buildings. Rabbi Shem Rabbi Tanina, Tani Matnita, says over here, call me Shu Tariq Litov. They know not tell a raise a shofter by me, Asul Rahim Allah. After the Mishnah says that we're mishabeah somebody who doesn't take when he needs to take. It's only if he was able to exert himself in an unusual fashion to be able to be mashlim when he needed. But if the guy literally is allowing himself to starve and to become malnourished, then he's considered to be a shefek zonim, and you're not even allowed to have rachamim on it, because al mashlim okay, he's got to care about his own life. Imagine how he feels about other people. If you don't care about yourself, you certainly don't care about others. The guy's a Russian, you shouldn't be rachamim. Call me Jaino Turvin Hotel. Somebody who doesn't need to buck and take, Eno Mate Nazikna, Hachi Tarek Libriot, doesn't die until he ends up needing others. Call me Shu Tarek Libriot, Eno Hotel, Eno Mate Nazikna, Shifanet La Akhirin. Shall we read the ending for a minute? Or shall we use this as a museum?
Okay.